Let's get more now on the news that the Labour leader, Ed Miliband, has ruled out a formal coalition with the Scottish National Party after the general election. Conservatives are still claiming that if Labour were to form a government, it would still be relying on SNP support. Let's speak to the Scottish Labour leader, Jim Murphy, who joins us now from Glasgow. I mean, that's a fact, isn't it? I mean, at the moment, all the polls are suggesting you guys are going to be wiped out in Scotland, even though you've been sent in to try and sort of stem the flow. You're going to need SNP support, even if it's just for confidence and supply reasons.
Well, you're right in saying that the opinion polls in Scotland are really pretty awful for the Scottish Labour Party at the moment. And if these polls were repeated on election day, there's an outcome which would be the SNP would have more seats, and the SNP would be pleased by that. Of course they would. But David Cameron would be delighted because, as you know, and everyone watching knows, the biggest party gets to form the government. That's been the case since long before the Second World War, and if Labour loses in seats in Scotland in the way in which the polls are predicting, then of course David Cameron increases the chance of clinging on to power, not because people go out and vote Conservative, but because they go out and vote SNP, and by accident they end up with a Tory government. Now, I'm confident that's not going to happen. I'm confident we can turn the polls around, and what Ed Miliband has rightly said today is there'll be no coalition deal between Labour and the SNP after this general election.
But our audience and the voters aren't stupid, are they? I mean, that's not strictly speaking the case. Okay, you can rule out a formal coalition, but that's not saying that there'll be some accommodation further down the line as and when you need SNP support.
Well, we've said that the difference
can you confirm that?
I mean, of course, I'll happily answer your question. We've said there won't be a coalition, and for the reasons that Ed has mentioned, which just very briefly, that the Barnett formula, the SNP are committed to abolishing that. That would be dreadful for Scotland. And the second thing is that the SNP are saying that they would want a second referendum during this Parliament. They've certainly not ruled out putting it in their manifesto for next year's Scottish elections. And the last thing that Scotland needs is the uncertainty of another two years.
But on the particular point... The SNP say that we won't go into a formal coalition with Labour. So, OK, let's just park that one. Why won't Ed Miliband say, though, and you must be telling him, listen, Ed, we probably will need their support for a few things, like emergency debates on the budget or whatever, or vote of no confidence?
Well, the SNP said before there'll be no coalition, and we're saying absolutely there'll be no coalition.
But on your particular point,
like, we're going to put a manifesto to the public. We're going to have votes in the House of Commons
if there's a Labour government.
I hope you don't mind, but you're predicting that I'm not answering your question before you hear my answer. Okay. My answer's pretty clear. Is that if the SNP in each of these votes wants to vote for the Labour proposals, really that's up to them. We're not getting into a coalition with them. And if Labour puts plans for an energy price freeze or a minimum wage of £8 an hour, if the SNP vote for that, then that's up to them.
And will there be an arrangement with the SNP about that? Not a formal coalition, but will there be an arrangement, an accommodation, an understanding with the SNP that you will vote together to get important things through?
No, we're not getting involved in that before the election, and I don't expect that to be the case, because, like we said, there's no coalition, and if the SNP want to vote for individual measures, that's their business. I think Scotland would take a pretty dim view if the SNP brought down a Labour government. They did that once, of course, before in 1979. I hope for Scotland's sake they wouldn't try to do that again. So we're not getting involved in any of those coalition negotiations. And as I say, if they want to vote for individual policies, then they're welcome to do so. But if they don't, of course, they help bring down a Labour government, and I think Scotland would punish them for that very severely indeed.
Yeah, just a final question. I'm sorry to cut across you when I was just trying to get you to answer that point specifically.
I hope you accept I answered
it. No. It's very clear now, but you kept on saying that you weren't going to go into coalition, which we all know. But how many seats do you think Labour's going to win at the general election in Scotland?
Well, we hold 4-1 at the moment, of course.
We're facing
an uphill task. We know that. If these polls that are in the public domain and were repeated on election day, we would lose some seats. But I'm determined to hold on to the seats that we have. That's going to be an uphill task, but we're determined to do so. And look, polls exist to be confounded. They're snapshots and reflections of public opinion. I'm determined that when people in Scotland focus even more on this election and they realise even more clearly that you can't vote Labour by proxy by voting for the SNP and getting a Labour government, that's now clear after us saying there's not going to be a coalition, that we can win these seats, because Scotland wants rid of the Tories. Up until today, a lot of people thought there were two different ways of doing that. You could vote Labour or you could vote SNP. Now that there's no coalition on the table and there's not going to be a coalition, Scotland knows there's only one way to get rid of the Tories, and that's to go out and vote Labour.
Jim Murphy, thank you very much indeed.
Thank